Sports. Western Kenya karate officials have endorsed engineer Richard Binga's bid to vie for the chairmanship of the Kenya Karate Federation, KKF, during the upcoming federation elections. The chairman of Kakamega Karate Association, Wilson Mutende, expressed confidence that the new leadership will steer karate activities in the country. Binga is the current chairman of the World Authority Traditional Karate Association of Kenya, WATKA, a position he has held for the past 3 years. He has participated in karate for the last 20 years, rising to the level of a third Dan black belt karateka. Speaking in Kakamega during a grading for karatekas from Western region that comprises Vihiga, Kakamega, Bungoma and Busia, Binga disclosed that once elected to the position he will bring on board stakeholders and sponsorship. He noted that with his team, they will ensure compliance to the Sports Act 2013 and all the laws governing sporting activities in the country. Karatekas from Western Kenya in action during a training and grading session at Kakamega Social Hall. Photos by Moses Wekesa, NA. Binga also said that he will improve grassroots leadership structures to be strong in order to support development of karate in counties. One of the karatekas, Ben Ulo, says he has teamed up with Binga to form a formidable team of like-minded individuals who can elevate karate to a higher level. Ulo tried to vie for the chairmanship position in 2018, but the elections were cancelled. This time he is supporting Binga. The Secretary General of Kakamega County Karate Association, Christopher Oma, said they expect Binga, once elected, to support development of karate in all counties and look for more partners. Brenda Atumba, a student at Masinde Muliro University and a secretary at Vihiga Karate Association, urged ladies and women to join karate and even vie for leadership roles. She noted that karate instills discipline in a person, saying that karate is just like any other sport with maximum benefits to an individual.